Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. It's January, which means it's time to back up your data. Not quite what you were expecting, eh? I'm certain some folks out there who listen to the show were thinking backup weapons, but this week we're delving into the technical side of things. So, when was the last time you backed up all of your data on your hard drive? Can you even remember? Where is it stored? If your house burned down or you were burglarized, would it be safe? Most people equate more value to the data on their computer than the computer itself. I certainly do, and I have a big machine. If you add up all of the movies and music on my iTunes library, my podcast files, and scripts, my book, my articles, my columns, my business files, my research, videos, email, financial records, schoolwork, websites, and other random stuff I've been collecting over the years, I have a lot of valuable data that would be hard or impossible to replace if the drive suddenly crashed. My wife also has tons of family photos, and not just the ones taken with digital cameras, but old and historical family photos that she scanned onto her computer. Now, for those who don't remember or haven't listened to episode 1 of this show, I have been the victim of a house fire. My family lost everything when criminals burglarized our home and burned it to the ground to eliminate any evidence. We were left only with the clothes on our backs and a few items that survived in the garage. It took a long time to restart our lives. Today, you don't necessarily need to burn the whole house down. You just need a fire in your office or have your hard drive crash without a backup to have a similar effect. I backup religiously. I backup files to a file server here in my office for drive failures. Ironically, 2 years ago or so, I had a drive fail on the server and wipe out my backup. I also backup to an external USB hard drive, and then I store that drive in my fireproof gun safe. Recently, and at my wife's request, because she's such a smart woman, we started using an online backup service. This is something of a new technological service, and it makes a lot of sense. And here's how it works. Using your internet connection, you upload your data to a server in some other part of the country. That way, if you have a catastrophic failure, a fire, earthquake, tornado, if your home falls off a cliff, your data is recoverable from a location far, far away. One of the great features of most of these solutions is that they are fire and forget. You install a piece of software on your computer, it runs as a service, and you forget that it's even there. You instruct this little piece of software which directories and folders on your computer you want it to watch. As you add, delete, or change files in that directory, the software will grab a copy and upload it automatically. You just do your business and your files are backed up every night without you having to remember to do anything. It is really just that easy. All of these services essentially provide the same type of solution. The differences are going to be in the cost of the storage space. To put it into perspective, my initial backup was 106 gigabytes and my wife's was 137 gigabytes. Because we have only one internet connection, it took over a week for the initial backup to take place. However, the daily incremental backups just take a few minutes while we're asleep. Again, the initial upload time will take about the same regardless of the service provider that you use. And as I mentioned before, there are a lot of providers out there to choose from. I went with Carbonite as they support both PCs and Macs, and they have unlimited storage. And the cost is about $50 per year. They also have a free iPhone app, and you can access your files from any computer. So if you're traveling and need to pull down a file, you can log in using a web browser, navigate to the directory, and grab the file. Other providers have different pricing structures and different service options. To list a few, there are iDrive, Mozy, SOS Online, CrashPlan, Norton Online Backup, and Iron Mountain. Now, for disclosure, I worked for Symantec, who owns Norton, for about 7 years. Regardless of the system, service, or method that you use, you must back up your data. Hard drives are mechanical devices and therefore will eventually fail. It is not if, but only a matter of when. So, when was the last time you backed up all of your files? Really? That long ago? Then get on it. Also, don't forget that we are just 20 days away from the Masoud Ayoub seminar. I really hope to see you there. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. And that includes your data.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.